go ahead and see if you can't pull a little more power to that thing, because, man, you got the worst thing with scratch I've ever heard. Try that again, KF4 Mailin.
TFW Mobile.
Nancy, good morning, Ken.
Morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Irritated, running 2 hours behind because somebody tried to run one of our papers on machine that wasn't set up right. And made us be about 2 hours late.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
S73 is on to everybody. I'm going to be doing the park in about, about 10 minutes, so I won't be on there. So, 73, be careful. Have a good one. I'm clear.
Hi, 73, Ed. Catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW clear.
Boy, that's a bad break.
How you doing?
Pills a different time. So that's the last time I took some trace metals and stuff a little earlier, so I was just trying to sleep last night a little bit. Still a lot of pain, but I got to see, so I got to help Danny Saturday. We got to go pull the engine out of, spare engine out of his car. I guess it's out of his house or somebody's house or some stupid thing.
I got hooked up with him, right?
Thing was, remember I said I wrote the number down on something. Well, guess what? But I wrote it originally on some things on my old checkbooks, old checks, and I had stuck them separate. I wanted to see if anybody would steal them. Come to find out, they stole my deposit slips and a couple checks in my checkbook, which is funny because I was waiting for someone sighted to do something stupid like that. I had some braille on, so they thought they found everything. Well, the guy was cleaning up. What happened was he found a piece of paper. He didn't know what it was. Well, guess what? It was the piece of paper I wrote down the information on.
And when you're blind like you are and you set stuff in certain places and people move it, then it's really frustrating, I would imagine.
This was done on purpose. This was no mistake. So give me a little bit of cash, and I'm going to work on getting the rest of his parts. And it's lure time next week.
Turn off cold again?
Night, yeah, Ken, the night, not real bad. It's only going to be in the 40s for wind blowing on Saturday, so it's going to be a little cold. I think his engine seized up, so I think we're going to have a hard time getting that thing out. I'm sure you know, if you've taken engines out seized up before, you know how hard it is to get one out when they're seized. We're going to have to get it loose first.
On that.
Technique for that one. I hope it works. I'm going to pull the head off, and then we're going to clean up the sand here. We're going to put some good... Do you know anyone's got some coil penetrating oil by any chance?
No, that'd be a negative.
Is there anyone around here you can think of?
Well, no, I don't really use that stuff too much anymore.
Something like this, you're going to have to. Because it's kind of hard. I don't want to heat the block with a torch, especially not as cold as it is out. In, out. You wouldn't believe the things he's done this morning already.
Get outside. He needs to be outside.
Or something out there. So I just let him out and come back running around. He ran around a little bit. He's being pretty good, actually, this morning. Him and I have been flying a little badly, so when he spikes me, I squirt him. We're going to get some thunderstorms. Or is the sun going to come out today?
Temperature's supposed to be steady in the mid-50s all day, and then I think there's like a 30% chance of rain late this afternoon and this evening. And then I think the bad storms come in tomorrow.
It's going to get cool. It might get a little bit of ice again. Then it's going to cool off for Friday.
My dad, she didn't show the long range when I was watching the TV this morning.
Watching Barbie Jones sit and watch the weather.
Watching me TV.
I tell you, with a remote, my remote was messed up. I had to try to figure out how to scan with the thing and move channels around using a remote. That was kind of fun. What time is it? About 4 o'clock in the morning?
20 right now.
Well, he is behind this morning.
Didn't catch him. He'll still be out on the route when the sun comes up.
Longer than that. And the worst part is, he's going to be more behind because usually around this time of the morning, you get out all the traffic on the roads. There's been nothing but wrecks around here lately.
There's the school buses and that, so it'll start backing up traffic on him.
DOT Mobile.
Good morning, Jim. It says 73. He's 2 hours late. He's doing his apartments right now.
Then what in the world's got him 2 hours behind?
Yeah, something with how somebody was running one of the papers on a machine that they wasn't supposed to be running it on. Everything got all messed up and behind. So he's 2 hours behind. He's not a happy camper this morning. He's just now starting his apartments.
Man, I hate to hear that. Man, hopefully it'll go smooth for him, though. Maybe make up a little bit of time, and hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Good for today.
No telling anymore. Every day's a surprise, so we'll see. We'll see what happens when we get in. I think we got a few little things to poke around at, and I know last night they were going to do some diag on a couple of units, so depending on what they found out with those will dictate if we got any, emergencies or anything this morning, so it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, it's always a surprise, any day nowadays.
Did they have any machines go down last night?
Last night we got a machine down till the end of the month. We got some OEMs in. They're rewiring it, putting in a new PLC controller in it, and just doing some upgrades to it. The old controller is so obsolete you can't even get parts for it anymore.
Good deal. That happens, and that's good that you guys are staying on top of it and going ahead and upgrading, so hopefully that will create less havoc later on.
Yeah, junk Chinese board, which probably will have cold solder joints because all that nice silver solder they use these days. But other than that, you'll be fine.
Not all that electronic stuff that they're doing. I just understand how the machine runs and go with that.
I don't know how many millions of people are going to get killed until they decide to go back to 60-40 solder on a board and wave solder with proper solder and stop this cold solder joint crap and get their mind back in the real world instead of this environmental darn garbage that doesn't make any sense anyway.
Yesterday?
That he was off.
Connect Z Mobile. Same, and there you are. Good morning.
He's off just about every day, but he physically was not at work yesterday.
Ed said 73. He's 2 hours late, and he's just now starting his apartments.
Wow.
So his batteries yesterday?
No. I ended up going with Rick down to the rock quarry and bought me some boulders to put around the drive up there at the top where the basement is.
Cool. Yeah, I just seen if you got that thing started or not, that's all.
No, I'm going to go next Tuesday.
What's wrong with solar cells and stuff? They have the hard-gear batteries. They're real expensive to get a hold of if you can find them somewhere. Even used ones is the way to go.
Did any of you guys watch the class last night? They were streaming it live on YouTube.
Yo, gee, that's a negative for me.
From here on out, they should be on YouTube Live and at the class while we're taking it. And I know they had a bunch of people watching it and commenting on it, and that they were trying to get it all figured out and last week or last night was the first time they got it all hooked up where it was able to run live all class.
It's like that in a long time. I gotta take a certification test, same thing. Those things, I hate those kind of tests, they're miserable. I hate to say this, you need to get a form. I figured that darn form was out, but I never took the time to do it.
He must be playing in town tonight. Passed by the Bon Secours and that, and there's a lot of tractor trailers parked on the side of the road.
Who knows, man? I haven't heard of anybody, but I don't keep up with it either, so there's no telling.
Around here these days. I said they went all the way over. They took Caden to the Braves game last night. I'm sure they didn't get home till pretty late. Braves game got over with last night. I don't know what channel I was going to listen to it here at basketball, but I don't know what time that stuff, crew, how late that was on last night. Probably pretty late.
I don't watch basketball. I don't count that as a sport.
Let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever done it or not, but we, Oak Hill School for the Blind, we tried to play. We would use play touch football, and I'll tell you what, you couldn't get that ball. It's just a crazy sport. And basketball, you could almost do it. I started to learn to dribble basketball, and that's not easy. You really got to use your hand to do it. But what we used to do was an old bowling alley, Duck Pen Bowling Alley. We used to sit up there on top, and one of us would take turns, and one of us would sit there tapping on the basket so the blind person would know where to throw the ball. Well, one time I was messing around, so I threw the basketball. I nailed the guy there. I said, I didn't get it through the hoop. I wanted to see if I could hit the guy. Hit the guy tapping the basket. I got it twice.
Rolling up, I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3 to everybody. We'll catch you later. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
I'll grab that this weekend. I'll grab that when I see Danny. I'll grab that 4-1 Ballon there. I'll give it to him. Maybe we can catch up with you.
Daniel.
To that, oh, wherever he's got that car, or it's outside to pull the engine. He said that Roth's got 450,000 miles. I said, oh boy. But we got to get it off for the bolts and all those parts and stuff to balance the other one. I need to find something out. We got to go online to find it. There's a place that sells new old stock from Ford. If I find who sells it, I might be able to get them a brand new set of rods. Scares me about this stuff. You don't know anyone that has an x-ray machine, do you?
Yeah.
I'm good. I wonder if the hospital x-ray tech would x-ray them for me. Hey, Rod, that'd work great. I'll have to ask the hospital, the lab tech, can you x-ray my connector rods for me? Okay. I'll see in there. See if they'll go ahead and try it again. How far are you? You should get in two on the way into work.
Oh, my bad spot. I don't know about Mike.
I ain't got there yet. Today, I've got my, I'm driving Prius. I got my mobile.
You're in a mobile. Never worked on one of those. Well, actually, I have. I've worked with a few friends of mine. I don't like them. I think it's a garbage design.
Bashing my Prius.
I like the design of them. They're really poor. There's other ways they could have done that.
They're in, so it don't matter. I mean, it gets you from point A to point B.
The more complicated you make the machine, the more electronics you got into it, the more troubles you got with it. And, you know, I don't care which way you slice it, electronics are great, but you know what? At the end of the day, the less things you got there to break, the less does break.
With planes, they fly people around then. They're pretty doggone electronically complicated. you don't ever hear of them going down because of an electrical issue.
We have computer problems, and that's what happens. Matter of fact, most of the issues that they've had have been software issues and problems that the computers have caused.
From falling out of the sky.
90% of planes that come out of the sky, 90% of the time it's pilot error. Only 2% is mechanical. But the problem is, with computers is you kind of can't feel a stick. And if something does go wrong, where he needs to get the controls and get the feel of it, he or she's got to have the feel of that machine. And you don't have that. And yes, lightning does take out electronics sometimes. But the bottom line is, when you have to have a simple circuit that doesn't fail. Sure, you can have a harder computer if you want to. The bottom line is, why?
Shot down by Iranians.
Yeah, you can't avoid that. That was not computer error. That was just plain done on purpose.
97J.
Bob.
Just leave and listen to your conversation at the other. The plane's been falling out of the sky. Not much, anyway. Unless you're getting shot down.
Took care of the problem.
We're down before.
So we'll take care of it again if it happens again. Fly out there, so the weather must not be as bad this morning.
Outside.
Now I'm going to make a bracket for it this weekend while we're downing. I'll see if I can't make something for it.
Get out on your railing on the port.
Molly, that's going to be a pretty thing. I got to run Clorox on the step. I don't want someone tripping over it and stick Clorox between the door. And that's going to be a little bit tricky. I'll get it out there. I'll find a way to do it. This weekend, I'll find a way to get it. I'll do something with it. I want to get it out of here. I'll see if I can get some Clorox. Have Danny help me solder some connectors on it and see if I can't throw it outside the window or something. I almost saw my hand and darn thing. I almost put a bracket on the window, put it outside the window, just put a bracket off the windowsill and hang it off the windowsill and hook it right to the windowsill outside with an L bracket.
Wouldn't what you got now?
Aim it the right way so it doesn't. Yeah, I have to try that and see what happens. I'll do something. I mean, I'll figure something out, or I'll put it on the gutter. I'm thinking I'll put it on the gutter. That would be easier. Because the gutter's easy. All you got to do is climb up on the roof, and you can really. It's not that hard. The roof is only about 10 feet off my porch. I just had to put something on the porch so I could climb up there to walk on the roof. Once the ice is out there, we could probably get at it. I just got to make a little bracket for it.
So, Ken, you got anything planned today?
I had to fly under the radar, and speaking about that, I just have arrived. So I'm going to have to get out of here, so I'll tell you guys 73 and hope you guys have an awesome day. Look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
4NXE, have a good day, 73s to you, and be safe, be careful on your way in. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon.
Signal's a lot better than the Prius with the mobile, I'll tell you that.
What you got planned today? You working on the house? Phone. Or at a... you might have some... It'd be in a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm in and out and just heading into Eagle, so I'll be back out in a few minutes. Mike, you'll probably be inside work. So have a good morning. I'll be clear for a few.
Take care. Have a good, safe day. 7-3.
I do have a problem with coal solder because of that crummy silver solder. They really do. It's not good. They really need to go back to using the 60-40 solder. They're better off. It doesn't have that problem. They're having that problem with car computers all over the country, all over the... And also, the other fact is, when wave solder machines, the problem with that is that sometimes you'll get a cold solder joint, you don't even know why. They'll never have an issue. And they just creep up. I try, since I can't see, is taking epoxy some parts to the chip sockets to the board and then put no locks on the chip sockets and then actually epoxy them and then flip men, and then take the leads and use the pace that they have for that. Several flip upside down and follow them all in oven. The chips in, and we'll plug sockets in with no locks out so they don't corrode.
Radio today without something being made from China.
That's exactly the problem, and we gotta have to do something about it. This country's gotta get our crap together.
What the hell?
Nurse, I'm gonna go downstairs and rip the cam bearings out of that block. Just been sitting on the inkstand for a couple days. You gotta come out there. It's ready for the sleeve, but I haven't got a way to cut the sleeve so someone can. I gotta get a tape measure I can read.
What measure would that be?
Believe it or not, they have oval ones and they have braille ones. I haven't seen a braille tape measure in years. I don't even know where to get one.
With a tape measure.
I gotta measure the length of a universal sleeve, then cut it off. I gotta measure the cylinder sleeve. I need around 5.6, 5.7 inches, so I'm gonna cut it off for a little less than 5.7. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a hose. A zip tie, I'm going to put a zip tie or a hose clamp around the sleeve, slide it down the sleeve, and then tighten it. And then once I can, then I'll stick the zip tie there, and I'll stick the hacksaw next to the zip tie to hold it straight and try to cut it as straight as I can. Then I'll sit there with a flat file and flat file until it's flat. Cylinder to about a thousandth and a half west, and I gotta find out where to get dry ice and gloves, and we'll slam the sleeve into the cylinder with dry ice and Loctite on it, and that should be the end of it. Step it, which means so it doesn't move, so I'll put a step at the bottom of the cylinder, which means mark it and stop the bar each shot 20,000, 30,000 cuts, then machine it flat, and then machine it with the boring bar, and then go in there, and it's a pain in the neck. I'm going to have to do it. It's pretty good this morning.
Radio.
Since things, you got horsepower. I just talked to a guy 82 yesterday, he's running 8 watts with a, and he's trying to get into the repeater. I said, well, you know, in these weather conditions with temperature inversions and thunderstorms and all kinds of weird stuff, you got to have, if you're running 8 watts, you better have a good antenna. You know, if you don't have a good antenna, you got to run horsepower.
Prius, I don't have any horsepower.
Yeah, it does, it's all right.
Maybe I can hook this radio up to my inverter or something.
The cop was chasing one time, I told the dumb cop. Chasing four. I said, we can't outrun the radio, we know better than that. That's why I don't understand my police officers. They know 90% of defenders, when they see them on the roads, the ones that do it all the time, like when I was a couple times, I drag a girl, they knew who I was. There was no chase of me. They knew right where I was. I didn't run nowhere. I did it right out in front of them. The Moscow's wanted to set me up. He thought it was funny. Well, it'll come back to him someday. I'll get him. He didn't get me in 20 years. He got me now, but you know what? It's the end of the day. First thing I'm going to do when I go back to his house, I'll go out in front of his house, right in front of him, burn the biggest, longest strip of rubber with most horsepower car I can. I'm going to burn the biggest set of tires right in front of his house. I'll say, ha-ha, I got you.
In jail.
He won't do the paperwork. No, he just set me up a little bit, that's all. It won't be too bad. Once he gets through his medical stuff, boy, it probably only cost about $10,000 or $20,000 to get out of it. No big thing. Didn't do nothing in the first place. But they were 20 years ago, so I kind of think the statute of limitations might have run out. Our thing is me just not to go up there for a while and stay away from those bums that I don't have that problem. machine shop up there. I held him. He says, "Now, when you come up," he says, "we're going to stash you somewhere so they won't know you're even here."
Plans to go back up there, do you?
So the only reason I might someday, maybe I probably don't. I probably won't because it's not worth it again. And Brian wants alcohol rehab, which is really good. So I don't think I will. I wanted to see those guys. I don't know if I ever will. It might not be worth it. I got to do down here, and you guys will see my successes, and we'll all have fun and enjoy what I did, and they'll just read about it. I'm gone. At least I know I accomplished what I wanted to. Doing a lot better, but I can't believe I'm off oxygen, man. I can't. I'm so psyched I'm off oxygen. It's so good.
Cut up at all today?
Whatever's down there, I think they got Wi-Fi or something down there. I gotta find a radio AM. And this weekend, I gotta find an old AM radio, transistor one somewhere, or something. I can walk around and try to find out what the heck's doing that.
Got someone living downstairs?
His wife, her son, my niece. You know, and they got Wi-Fi or something down there, just tearing me up.
Morning.
They might have one of those timers on the lights or something outside. You know, I don't know what's doing it. They won't be my SIM card, my phone, so my computer. So I'm going to have to get a hold of someone at the sewer site or send me a note, send it to one of my friends' houses so I can grab my own SIM card and do it myself. That way I can get around them, which is pretty sad I have to do that.
I know that it's down there. I'm telling you, that one morning it was acting up, sounding like it was your radio.
Everything out. I shut that transmitter cool down. I find it does it on receive. That's the funny part about it. And I let the transmitter cool off. I did it. I let it sit all night. When it did it again, everything was cold. I let the power supply cold, everything cold. The only thing I did, I grounded the power supply directly to the transmitter this time. So if there was a power supply or a ground issue on this antenna, it's grounded properly now.
Well, I haven't heard it in good grief since that day.
A couple times, but the funny thing is, the weird part is, I heard it's weird. It gets the receipt. Now, if I go to the weather channel where I have the interference in here, it's so bad it almost wipes out the weather channel, and that's pretty loud. That's 50/9. Rock solid.
Word. I got a straight shot in the repeater from down here.
You're 100% Q5 all the way. I got my squats all the way up. And you're nailing it. What's here, KI4 on that for ID? You're probably almost there, actually.
Yeah, I'm two traffic lights from being there.
You're doing, signal's doing pretty good. I can't wait to get my antenna. I want to get an HS so bad.
You need to get Daniel to help you do that.
I wonder if I can make some kind of weird vertical. I almost have to go downstairs and stick one in the ground right by the building. I'm just worried about someone getting zapped.
Thing we gotta go through to get into this place where we're going.
Here's Gold, older brother, just doing so electronic work over to nuclear power plant. What a pain that was getting in there.
Stuff with all these chemical plants and different places we go to, a lot of the other guys don't like them. You know, it all pays the same. Just a little bit of a headache, but just abide by the rules, get it done, call it a day. Who's the other guy we got out there this morning?
I forgot your call. I'll talk to whoever more. I just can't remember his call sign. A little bit. But if as long as it leads, leads is the only issue with it. Other than that, I mean, obviously, if you're messing with an 800-watt transmitter and you got RF all over the place, I would suggest that you fixed it. But other than that, I mean, I got RF burns a couple times. I got zapped a couple times. And, it, you know, it's good to avoid it anyway.
Well, she don't ever come around my radio too much. The only thing I'm really worried about is the one in the mobile. You know, when I have it in the mobile, you know, that's... yesterday listening, but other than that, I mean, I didn't really key it up or anything, so, I mean, it ain't, but I think it's 40 or 50 watts, so I don't think it'd be any problem. I mean, if it is, I'd just have to do something different.
Too, you can make a little RF shield. They sell RF shields, and you can put RF shield around where the pacemaker is to avoid the problem altogether. Just slide it there so RF can't get near it. So, yeah, you can do that too, which is an easy thing to do. You know, so you can get someone wear something with RF shield around that area, and that way you know darn well you're never going to have a problem.
I'm thinking it's already got that in it. That's what I'm thinking from the way he told me. It's already, you know, it's already got some type of shielding in it. You know, the protective layer around it. And, but other than that, I mean, you know, at least I don't have to go remote now. You know, we was thinking about having to go remote. And, everything's gonna be good. I told him, you know, I was gonna put that tower up, all that good stuff. And he asked me how tall it was, and I told him, and he said, well, you should be fine at 130 feet away. You know, that's 130 feet high, you know. He said, you know, just as long as she's not, you know, around the actual antennas, you know. Well, everything I got is about 40 feet off the ground, so she should be good to go, I hope.
If you got antennas on towers, instead of tower up, you're good. You can run a kilowatt, no problem.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a scary feeling, though. You know, pacemakers. I mean, I know they use them in several different occasions, but, you know, to rely on it the rest of your life, to work the bottom part of your heart, you know, that's serious.
I could never have an operation to get one. My body's so beat up from all the crap it's been through. They can't operate. I mean, all the lungs are so bad. So, but yeah, I think she's gonna be fine. I'll tell you what, we have some of the best cardiologists in this part of the state. I've been in the cardiology department more times than most of them stick a stick at. But I can tell you, we have good cardiology department around in a lot of hospitals, like Spartanburg Regional. A lot of those guys around here, they got some pretty good cardiologists down here.
Yeah, here, man, he was super good at what he was doing. I mean, he went through step by step and explained to you everything, and, you know, a lot of them don't do that, and I really respected that guy. You know, I mean, he acted like he was really concerned in her health and everything else, you know, because most of them, the only thing they're concerned is the money, you know. But, yeah, we got some good ones around here. And, for this heart doctor here, you know, to talk to her and everything else, and really, I'm really thankful to, you know, to the good Lord that, you know, she ended up with this one here. I mean, he really wanted to put a stop to it and, you know, have everything, you know, back to normal like it's supposed to be. Because all the rest of them she had been through is put her on medicine, trying to slow her heart rate down, and man, she just got so weak that she couldn't even hardly go. I mean, she quit work about 6-8 months ago now, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, up until Monday, man, she was getting to where she couldn't even hardly go. You go to the store or something, and I mean, she was only good for about maybe an hour in the store, and she's done for. I mean, it's almost time to get her a chair and get her back to the car, you know. But she comes straight. hospital, and she was wide open yesterday, so let me know it's working. She said it didn't feel like she had a collar sitting on her chest no more, so that's a good thing.
I know more than once. Last December, I was in hospice. They gave me 13 hours to live. That's how bad I was. And the good guys at Spartan Marine, a good bunch of cardiologists, and we got together and changed some medicines. And the Lord willing, they did some things and some salt foods and stuff like that. Not a lot of heart shit. I got COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis, and CHF along with it. And I've been starting to walk around again. I'm moving around, starting to do things again. He wants me to do on this earth. I know what it is, and I thought about not doing it. Every time I do something wrong and he suggests I don't do, I usually end up paying for it. So I learned to just do what he asks you to do and be done with it. My body is hurting so bad. When I do a half a day's work, I am beat.
That's the way I was, man. I mean, I'd come into work, feel good that morning, and then by the afternoon, man, I was so tired. I mean, I just felt like I couldn't go no farther.
Because me, it's a machine business. I don't want to make mistakes. So now I'm learning to do a little bit and stop.
You got to kind of slow down, man. You got to slow down and get in the face. All that fast-paced work that, you know, we've all been used to over the years, you know, you just got to slow down and really get into the slow-paced work and everything, you know, and that plays a toll on your body, too, so.
Last week, I had to get my library card. I got to get some stuff downloaded. I had to cross. It's hard for me to walk 1,000 feet now. It's still hard because I'm still out of shape. I got to go slow with it. But anyway, I was with someone side. I had to cross Butler Road out there, right by where the Malden Pub is out there, right by the library there. I had to cross at that walk light there. That's a wide highway, and that's a hard thing to cross. So I did it with someone side with my white cane. Boy, that was a long street to cross straight up after walking a couple hundred feet from the library. I was like, oh, crud.
That's a wide street right there, because that's four lanes, plus that median right there.
One of those highways, with walking, there's not a walk light there, so usually a lot of the highways, what they do is they put a median in the middle where you know where the island is in the middle, but they didn't do that. So you got to listen to the traffic. You just hope you don't screw it up.
got it to where you can push the button or anything to get the signal across the road, and gets four lanes of traffic right there, and more to run you over. Me and my little one, well, I say little one, he's big as I am, but he's 13, and me and him was crossing the road over, and boy, they was turning out that side street, coming down through there like I was in Indianapolis 500. I told him, I said, man, you gotta watch. I said, they'll run you over here.
One time in Connecticut, one time, I got here, this one, some dummy put a walk light buzzer on the walk light. I said, don't do that. I said, because if some darn fool wants a walk light, guess what? Now you're in a spot you can't hear the traffic. So some darn fool ran the walk light, almost got hit, and I get to the other side of the street, and a cop says to me, see that? I almost got hit out there. He goes, yeah, someone ran the walk light. He goes, hey, what he says to me? Did you get the light stuff? I said, well, yeah, I got it with my light cane. Yeah, sure.
There's a lot of places like that, man. There's a lot of them out there. That's how a lot of people get hit in different places. I'm getting a call here right quick. I'm going to step off right quick. I say 73C, and I just pulled up here at the shop. And we'll holler at you a little bit later. KN4, UBG, I'll be clear for a moment.
Trees, catch you later on. Are you still in there? Yeah, I'm clear, 73.